To go through that real quickly, though, if you are considered a real estate professional, you can take the full amount of the loss against any other income. In other words, if you have a loss from a property and you have a regular W-2 job, you're able to deduct the losses from that business against your earned income. In order to qualify as a real estate professional, there are a few rules that you have to follow. First of all, there are activities that are defined as real estate professional activities. You'll find a list of these at page 3-106. To recap, though, the point is that you need to be involved in real estate in some form. This doesn't mean you need to get a real estate license, but it does mean you need to be involved. Additionally, if you have a full-time job, you need to spend more hours at the real estate profession than you do at your job. For that reason, many times couples will have one spouse who might work only part-time or not work outside of the home be designated as a real estate professional. In that case, they only need to meet 750 hours of time. We strongly recommend that people keep a diary of that time to prove it. That's all you need to do. Once you've proven that you are a real estate professional, you can take unlimited amount of losses. Remember, these are paper losses, phantom losses that the tax code gives you against other income.
So, Diane, if you have a two-wage earner family where both spouses are working and have a job, does that mean they can't take losses?
They would be limited to either $25,000 per year, or if their income was too high, they could possibly be phased out in the amount of losses they could take, unless, of course, one of them spent more time in the real estate profession than not.
And more time in that real estate profession than their own job.
Correct, yes.
So, or they could get started on the side, buy a single property, and fall under that $25,000 loss cap. And then as their real estate business grew, then they could quit their day job.
Exactly.